Yes, actually, that is a nice benefit of FRED, is that if you end up switching out the detecting portion of it and you use it to sense other promoter, use other promoters to sense different toxins, you can actually use it to monitor different compounds. It's not necessarily restricted to nathionic acids.
Tell me one thing, what is the sensitivity level of FRED?
My understanding is that FRED can actually detect down to nanomolar, picomolar concentrations of analyte. It does matter, it does depend on the sensitivity of the promoter region as well.
Okay. So the problem which we have in environmental monitoring is, let's call it just-in-time monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's usually done is one-time monitoring, let's say somebody goes, takes sample once a month and do complete analysis. The problem with that type of sampling is just one point in time. And many things can happen in the meantime from month to month that wouldn't be detected.
Hmm.
We tried to do sampling on actinic acids with passive samplers. But the passive sampler that is industrially produced didn't work for actinic acids, actually.
I see.
Now, the level of sensitivity. The level of nathionic acids in the Athabasca River is about 1 ppm. I like to use ppm because they are easily measured than to use molar concentration.
Right.
And levels probably naturally vary depending on the amount of snow that is melted. Nathionic acids come from natural environment, not only from ponds, and mostly not from ponds, but from seepage from the banks, from ground waters that go there, and from erosion of those same banks.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically when it is spring or when there is rainfall that is, let's say, above 20, 25 millimeters, so there is a lot of erosion in the banks, and then bitumen is technically rinsed to the river, and then there is increase in nathionic acid level. So, the question is, could you detect the increase from 1 to 2 ppm?
It is possible, I'm certain. There's going to have to be a little bit more research to look into that, of course.
Yeah.
But I don't see any problems with being able to detect changes like that.
Because if there is a spike in level for whatever reason, it is very good to know, because we are going into continuous monitoring and maybe either more often sampling or just in time sampling or detection doesn't exist for organic compounds.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Now, for wastewater plants, there are many compounds that are not controlled and they are hard to detect with classical instrumentation because they need GCs and derivation and things of that nature. But we know that many compounds actually escape wastewater plants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to detect how much of them survive UV.
Right.
So, for example, our female hormones from contraception are a latent problem that is apparently becoming bigger. Maybe not in Fort McMurray area, but definitely in Bow River or in any river that is close to big cities.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one of area application, not necessarily in Athabasca River in tailings.
Of course.
Now later on, when tailings ponds go into reclamation period, FRED might be applied to detect those toxins that you listed down, like catechols, nathionic acids, PAHs, and similar compounds.
Mm-hmm.
But there may be no need for continuous measurement, because ponds will still be a closed system. It's good to have trajectory of those events to see how concentration changes.
I see.
But before water is released, it has to be somehow certified that it conforms with levels. Maybe there are some other inorganic compounds that this may be designed for, but that is regarding organics.
Mm-hmm.
For as application in their existing font, I don't see much there.
Well, the nice thing is that FRED can actually be applied to multiple different things. All we really do need to do is switch out the promoters.
Yeah. You can use for every wastewater plant on the exit. Specifically, they have problem with detecting very simple things.
Mm-hmm.
And to report it back to the plant so they correct the process. Maybe pump more air or, I don't know, increase something. Because they have problem with ammonia and phosphate.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they receive results, it's hours later.
Right.
And if your system can work in 5 to 10 minutes for a simple thing, as ammonia or phosphate, it would be beautiful.
That is the benefit of what FRED does. He is a very, he does produce a very quick output.
So that would be a fantastic thing that can be patented, multiplied, sold on large scale, because you have thousands of wastewater treatment plants, or water treatment plants, but you have 5 active ponds there.
Right.
They're close to the river. There are some internal ponds, but they're not a problem at all. And in the end, we will have maybe 18, maybe 28 pit lakes, but they're not coming online all together, and the number of applications or points where it can be applied is